You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
News now here on RNIB Connect Radio about new research launched by the Association of Optometrists for Glaucoma Awareness Week, revealing that there is a ticking time bomb of preventable sight loss. The report in its findings will highlight that nearly half of people with the condition glaucoma remain undiagnosed, with some losing significant sight before noticing the symptoms. I am delighted to say that Adam Sampson, Chief Executive of the Association of Optometrists, AOP, joins me now to tell me more about the report and its findings. Hello, Adam, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
It's great to be here.
The report states that there is a ticking time bomb in preventable sight loss in England, and the AOP is urging for high street opticians to be able to diagnose, monitor and treat glaucoma. Where has the evidence in this report come from that has led up to this ticking time bomb in preventable sight loss in England?
Well, it comes from a whole range of sources, most particularly from a survey that we've done with our members recently to try and identify what the consequences of delays in hospital treatment are for glaucoma. And what that research indicates is over half of high street opticians have in the last 12 months seen at least one patient whose eyesight has been permanently damaged by delays either in detection or in treatment of glaucoma. And that's sadly, that confirms what we feared. It confirms other research, and it just confirms that this is a major problem that government has got to get a grip on.
Why is glaucoma known as the invisible condition? And is it true that if it is detected early enough with treatment, it can be sort of stabilized, or at least with treatment, no further deterioration?
That's absolutely the point. I mean, unlike cataracts, where the patient will identify that there is something wrong and probably seek treatment because they can see that there's a problem, and where it is possible to reverse the impact of cataracts, glaucoma, because it is a degeneration of the nerve at the back of the eye, you cannot reverse the damage. And critically, patients may well not know that they've got glaucoma until very late in the day. So there is a real problem here with patients who don't regularly go for sight tests. As we know, patients need to, particularly when they get older, patients being unaware that they have glaucoma until it's far too late. Now, that's one part of the problem. That is a difficult part of the problem, but nevertheless, it is a part of the problem with public education that we can do something about. What makes me personally even more angry, though, is the problems that are created by the failure of the health system when patients are diagnosed with glaucoma to kick into action properly. What our members are telling us the whole time is that they're seeing patients where they've detected glaucoma, they've made referrals to the hospitals, but because of the delay in hospital treatment, patients are sitting there losing their sight, not because that condition can't be managed in the interim, but simply because there are no contracts to allow community optometry to support and monitor patients while they're waiting to see an ophthalmologist at the hospital.
And obviously the report and the AOP would like high street opticians in England to be able to protect the public's sight by detecting, monitoring and treating glaucoma rather than people having to go to an appointment at their local eye hospital clinic. What would, I suppose, be the benefit to people of going to see their local sort of high street optician for glaucoma rather than going to a hospital eye clinic appointment? And are ophthalmologists sort of happy and agreeing with that sort of change, which is possibly going to come?
I don't think it's an either or, Toby. I really don't think it's an either or. What, of course, we're saying with something as serious as glaucoma, you need to have access to the specialist ophthalmologist at a hospital. That's not in question. But what we do know equally is there are massive delays in getting to see an ophthalmologist. There are huge waiting lists for ophthalmology. There's a huge under-resource of ophthalmologists. We know there's a shortage of ophthalmologists. So what those mean is that patients are being adversely affected by the massive delays in getting to the hospital. What we're suggesting is what should happen across all parts of England is what happens in Scotland, has been happening for years in Scotland, has been introduced in Wales, is happening in some parts of England. Gloucestershire is a really good example, which is that while patients are waiting to see hospital eye care services, they have the right to go and be monitored and, if necessary, treated in community optometry while they're waiting to see the ophthalmology specialist. That shouldn't be a problem. Ophthalmologists, it does take the pressure off them, and it is certainly better for patients. It's also, frankly, cheaper to see people in high street optometry than it is in hospitals. The recent research that was published by PA Consulting, independent of the AOP, indicates that it's cheaper to see people in high street optometry than it is in secondary care ophthalmology. And of course, in many parts of the country, it's a damn sight more convenient for a patient to wander down to their local high street optician than it is to try and drive 20, 30, 40 miles to their nearest hospital.
And the AOP would like the government to commit to a national glaucoma pathway using high street opticians. And I suppose, why single out glaucoma and not other eye conditions? And do we not already have a sort of eye care pathway in place or coming into place?
We have endless eye care pathways for glaucoma, for cataracts, for many other eye conditions. It's not the existence of pathways that's the problem. It is the contracting arrangements. Unfortunately, for glaucoma, for cataracts, for so many eye conditions, it is entirely in the gift of the local independent commissioning board as to whether or not they commission those services. Now, we all know that eye care is one of the Cinderella services in the health service, and it's not at the top of commissioners' priorities when it comes to putting money in place. Many ICBs also tend to be dominated by secondary care hospitals, secondary care doctors, whose natural instinct is to use money to go into secondary care services rather than primary care services. Later on this week, government will be issuing its 10-year plan for health. And one of the things that we expect to see there, which is part of the recommendations of the Darcy report, is rather than putting money all the time into more and more money into secondary care, you start putting money back into community care, independent of the hospitals. And that is cheaper and more effective and more patient friendly than spending more and more money in hospitals. That's what we'd expect the 10-year plan to say. Government has already, ministers have used high street optometry as an example of where they can get more patient friendly, cheaper and more efficient services in line with that policy. What is needed with glaucoma, but not just with glaucoma, with cataracts and various other eye health issues, is to have a national contracting arrangement so that all patients with eye care problems will know that their first port of call is community optometry, and you take the pressure off your doctors, you take the pressure off your GPs, you take the pressure off your ophthalmologists, and keep ophthalmology time only for the patients who really need to see ophthalmologists.
With it being Glaucoma Awareness Week this week, why is it so important for us all to have regular eye tests to detect conditions like glaucoma early enough?
Well, because essentially, unless you go and get yourself checked out every year or two, certainly at least every 2 years if you're elderly, and glaucoma, like cataracts, is one of those conditions that disproportionately affects older people, you may not know that you've got a problem. That's why it's really important that you go to your optician on a very regular basis and get your eyes checked. And it's not just about glaucoma. We see so many patients in primary care optometry where optometrists are able to identify issues such as diabetes, such as high blood pressure, such as cancer by looking at the back of the eye. It's not just glaucoma that you may not be aware that you have. You may have other health conditions as well that will only be detected if you get yourself a decent eye test.
Finally, Adam, where can people go to find out more about the report and also support the work of the Association of Optometrists?
Well, our website is www.aop.org. aop.uk, and there's a particular microsite there, www.aop.org/see-it-coming.
Well, thank you so much indeed, Adam, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the Association of Optometrists report around glaucoma.
It's always great to be part of the RNIB community, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.